Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where we coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you are committed to growing your cleaning company, make sure you check out growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show or if you've got any feedback for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call at the cleaning hotline, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show or leave feedback there. We are always excited to hear from you. That said, today we are chatting with Christopher Epstein from Made to Perfection. Made to Perfection serves the Buffalo, New York area with residential and commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out to Christopher and his team, you get a hold of them at www.mtp.com. I'm assuming for Made to Perfection, mtpofbuffalo.com. Christopher, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, my friend. So tell us a little bit about how you got into cleaning business, how you found us, and what's shaking in the world of Made to Perfection.
Well, I got into the cleaning business about 4 years ago. I had just moved back from the Carolinas to Buffalo, and Before this, I'd been in the nightclub and restaurant business. Got out of that because I could not take the hours anymore. So I came back here, and a couple of my friends actually had services down in the Florida area. And I was looking to do something new, but I just couldn't. I didn't want to get back into the restaurants. And you know, they told me to come down, check out their business. I got to see how it worked. You know, it was interesting. It was always something different. And you know, just kind of took off from there. I went with a franchise initially to learn the basics. And it just kind of grew. Now we're coming into our fourth year. You know, things have been definitely going up. You know, we've had our hiccups in the road, but definitely heading in the right direction, I hope.
All right. Congratulations. And hopefully we can kind of continue the push to get you going where you want to go. That said, what's shaking specifically in that? How can I help you today?
Well, one of the big ways is advertising. We are, you know, we spend a decent amount of money on advertising. We've wasted a lot of money to learn, you know, what doesn't work for us. But we really haven't found, you know, what does work for us fantastically. And, you know, so I guess that's where I'm looking, you know, where are the smart dollars spent? Is it all online or, you know, do you stick with print and mail or a combination of it? You know, without having a huge budget, you know, we can swing maybe $600 to $800 a month in advertising. So we need to really stay within that limit.
Okay.
But still get the most bang for our.
All right. That's a very fair question. I think we've been on, we've covered it on the show before, but I get it a lot in both on the show and private coaching. That's a, I don't want to say a popular question, but it's certainly a concern that's on a lot of minds. So all that to say, it bears repeating. It bears going over it again, and I'm happy to kind of drill down on what that would look like for you in your world, Christopher. So first of all, you say you've only got a budget of $600 to $800, which is great. First of all, congratulate, not great that that's your budget, but great that you have a budget. Okay. So many people just kind of go a case-by-case basis, which is very difficult to make headway. What kind of revenue are you doing? Because I always want to see owners relate their advertising budget, their marketing budget to their sales. So it's not like we started out with zero revenue. We were spending $1,000 a month on marketing. That's too much. And then we grew to, you know, $50,000 a month, and we spent $1,000 on marketing. That might be too little. So are you relating your marketing budget to your sales, or where'd you come up with the number?
We, initially it was related to the sales. We were doing a 5% of our sales towards that. It just kind of stayed like that ever since. So we really haven't increased it. We are doing, you know, I would say on average, about $8,000 to $9,000 a week. You know, most of that being residential. So, you know, the cash flow is decent, but not really, you know, still again, you know, I'm just not sure if we're, are we spending enough money, too much money. You know, we're seeing good return from some of the stuff we do, but, you know, the majority of it is, you know, just, I just want to make sure I'm spending the right money. So.
Okay. Well, just at first blush, and again, I need a lot more information before I could give you kind of firm coaching, sure. But just as a 10,000 foot view, if you're doing $8,000-$9,000 a week, that's, you know, $30,000-$40,000 a month. I like to be at the 5% or 10% margin or area for money that I reinvest back into marketing, which would be if you're doing $30,000 a month, that would be $1,500 to $3,000 a month. So if you're at 5 to 800, I would be I can't give you full coaching because I just don't have enough information. But with the very limited information that I've got, I would say you're certainly on the low side of where you need to be. And just for everyone out there that can't, you know, speak up and say, hey, but I don't have the money for it. If the response is, well, we don't have that kind of cash flow to swing that, then I would look at maybe the either one of two things happens. One, you're spending marketing wrong, which is what we're going to talk about. And two, the jobs that you're doing aren't profitable enough, meaning your margins are too low. There should be room in the budget for 5 to 10% marketing budget. So again, that's just kind of 10,000 foot view coaching, since we can't spend an hour, you know, diving into your exact situation. That said, I would definitely encourage you to invest more on your marketing. And if you can't, look at your numbers and go, wow, why don't we have any profit? Any questions on that before we move over?
No, not really. I actually do have one quick one. I wanted to run a different question by you. Is it too late on that?
Depends what it is. What's the different question?
Different question would be, and I was just thinking about this, is we are in the process of really deciding to switch our scheduling program. We have 4 years worth of business put into the one we currently use, but we're very unhappy with the service. It's going to take a tremendous amount of time and effort to move everything over to a new service. Maybe what is the best services out there to use as far as scheduling, or do you just suck it up and go with, you know, what you're using since all your information's in there? Cause I wish I would have known how important it was when I first signed up, because you're basically married to the scheduling program once you get big enough.
You definitely shouldn't be. I'll answer that one quickly, and then we'll get back to the main question. The only one I've ever, I don't want to say recommended, because I've sold my brick and mortar businesses, so I haven't used it personally, not because I wouldn't. I just don't have a cleaning company currently. And back when I had mine, it didn't exist. So Hub Staff is a friend of mine, Dave Naveau. We did a whole episode featuring him. Not only did we do one, he gave a free, I think, either 30 or 60 day trial for Cleaning Nation because he's a buddy of mine. I would absolutely recommend, and I was the same thing, like, oh, that's going to be a ton of time and headache and effort to set up. But he walked through on that podcast, here's exactly how to do it. I'm like, oh, that sounds so easy. I mean, you can really be up and going in less than an hour. So my quick recommendation for you and for Cleaning Nation, if you've got that problem, is check out the Hub Staff episode. And then there's also a link where you can get a free trial. So if it's for you, obviously stick with it. If it's not, you kind of get a risk-free opportunity to try it. And then if you listen to the podcast, he goes over in detail just really how easy it is to get that thing set up. And it shouldn't be what you were talking about, being held hostage effectively by your scheduling system. That's not the way it should be. So I would definitely... again, at the low price of nothing, it's certainly worth investigating. So that's my short answer to that. Back on the marketing, let's hit that, because that is something that's a little more of a broad topic. And again, a lot of the scheduling is personal preference, and there's just a lot. So I'll just give you the Hub Staff resource and move on. That said, on the marketing piece, here's the big kind of problem I see people having philosophically that we need to fix. And once you get this foundation down, all of your marketing gets a lot easier. There's a couple pieces. The first piece is, oftentimes people will try something in fill in the blank, right? Direct mail, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, hanging door hangers, whatever the case may be. And they'll spend $1,000 or a couple $1,000 and get either poor results or no results. And then they'll say that thing doesn't work, right? Which is really short-sighted, because I promise you, any of the things that I mentioned, and probably any of the things that you're doing, unless it's an absolute scam, there's somebody out there making a ton of money with it, right? It's not like, Google pay-per-click or Facebook pay-per-click or the Postal Service is this big scam and no one's ever made money and, you fell for it, right? There are absolutely people, especially with like direct mail and pay-per-click, people right now making millions and millions of dollars in those industries. So what an astute business owner looks at and how he or she is going to assess the situation isn't, I tried pay-per-click, I spent $3,000, I got 3 calls and none of them turned into customers, therefore pay-per-click doesn't work. If you kind of take a broader picture of the universe of, and I'm not just talking other businesses making money in pay-per-click, there are absolutely cleaning companies killing it in pay-per-click. So the correct response is, I didn't do pay-per-click right. And again, I'm not here to pitch pay-per-click by any stretch or direct mail, any of these things. I am here to pitch the concept of, please, please, please don't do any marketing piece and say, I did it, it didn't work, therefore it doesn't work, and it's a scam, because you're almost no marketing method works the first time out. Very rarely do you send a direct mail piece and you just make $1 million right off the bat. You've got to make sure that, we'll just talk direct mail for a second. If you send it to the wrong list, that's not your target customer. Doesn't matter how good your letter is, you're not going to get a result. If you send it to the right list and you've got a good message and you've got a bad message that they're not interested in, it's not going to work. If you send it to the right list and you've got a compelling message, but you don't have a strong call to action, they don't know what to do, they're confused about what action you want them to take, it's not going to work. So my first thing is, you got to understand what your message is, what your call to action is, what you want them to do, what your unique selling proposition is, why they would want to work with you versus somebody else. So whether it's in the money mailer or Valpak or Angie's List or Yelp or direct mail or Google Paper, I could go on for hours, with the advertising options. There's no such thing as just throw money at the yellow pages and it works or it doesn't work. There's only, make sure that your message is compelling. Make sure A, you know who your audience is. B, you know what their pain is. C, craft a message that's going to be compelling to them. And then D, the final piece of that puzzle is find out where they hang out, right? So if your target market is a 70-year-old, couple on retirement, Facebook ads may or may not be their gig, right? That may not be where they're at. Direct mail may not be more their speed. So let's spend just a minute or two talking about, when you've done anything before that didn't work, had you identified your target market, your perfect prospect?
Quite honestly, no, we did not. We kind of just, like you said, we went with Facebook. We used, some of the parameters they give us, but, it was not nearly as targeted as it should have been.
Okay. And I will be honest with you, as good as Facebook is, you can get same with any. Let me just say, any pay per click, not just Facebook, but Google AdWords. I've not tried any of the Bings or kind of little guys, but the big two at this point, when this podcast is being recorded, is Facebook and Google, and you can absolutely get slaughtered if you don't know what you're doing. So I would definitely encourage you. I haven't done anything specifically on Facebook, I don't believe, on this podcast, but I have had an expert on for Google pay per click. Definitely listen to that podcast, and even that's not going to make you an expert, but it's going to give you enough information to know who you should hire and who you shouldn't hire and how to make sure you've got the right guy that you're working with. So my encouragement specifically on the pay-per-click is, you can really get your butt handed to you if you don't know what you're doing. So no disrespect to anybody. It's just they don't want to tell you how tricky it is to make money. They just want to take your money, but it really is kind of a sophisticated situation. But that said, doesn't matter. Even if you do have the best pay-per-click guy or gal, but you don't know your message and you're not clear on who your target market is and what's important to them or what their pain is or why they care or why they're upset or why they would be reading or responding to your ad, you have no chance. So it's really, I guess, because we've only got a little bit of time here, the steps that I'm going to tell you are: identify your target market, find out what their pain is, make sure you've got a unique selling proposition and a call to action that speaks to that pain, And then the very last step is once you've got all that put together, then and only then do you start saying, okay, where would my target market with this pain hang out and what will he or she respond to in terms of message? And then you're ready to spend dollar one on whatever method you choose. And I really, honest to God, I would rather send you out and say, throw a dart and pick any kind of advertising medium. If you've got a strong message and you understand who your target audience is and you know that they're at this place and you've got a good call to action, really throw a dart. Whereas if there's no such thing as if you don't have any of those things, none of them will work. So you can throw a dart either way. It's just there, you have no chance of working if you haven't done your homework. And if you've done your homework, what medium you use isn't as important, which is fantastic because you don't want to – the last thing I'll say is the last thing you want is – you find, and this is so typical amongst small business owners, certainly cleaning business, they find one thing that they love or that they're comfortable with, and that's all they do, right? They've got a sales team that cold calls, and they're really good at telemarketing, and they build their business on that, or direct mail, or Google, or whatever the case may be. The problem with that is once that changes and the laws change, you can't call people, or emails all of a sudden cost money, or for whatever reason, something changes, and that's your only way to attract customers, your business evaporates. So you really want to make sure the good news about having understanding who your prospect is, knowing what their pain is, and knowing where they hang out, you can have three or four or five different advertising methods that are all working. So if one falls apart or they get greedy and raise their prices so it doesn't make any more sense, you've got four other in the background. You're not just stuck with it. So that is, I've ranted for a bit. That's my official rant on how to not waste money in marketing. Before we hit the lightning round, I know I talked a lot and listened a little. Any questions, concerns, thoughts, anything else you need or you think Cleaning Nation might need before we move on?
No, you've brought up some incredible stuff. I definitely like to look more into Cleaning Nation and a little bit more into the Grow My Cleaning business. It's kind of a newbie to your site. It's you put out some pretty insightful stuff and definitely want to learn more on it.
Cool. Yeah. And the good thing is the podcast that you're currently on is 1000% free. And like I said, we've done 70 episodes and there is an episode on, I don't want to say everything because we're finding new stuff every day, but certainly on pay-per-click, certainly on the hub staff, certainly on advertising, where to spend your money. There's an episode on everything. It's totally free. If you're looking to grow your cleaning company, I just can't recommend it enough. And the host is devilishly handsome. So if you're up for that, there you go. All right, cool. Enough of this nonsense. Let's hit the lightning round. We'll give you the opportunity to kind of share with Cleaning Nation some of your experience and things that have worked or not worked for you. Three quick questions. You'll give three amazing answers. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, business or otherwise?
Best piece of advice I ever received was, I would have to say, on my wedding day. My father-in-law came up to me about an hour before and said, I'm going to tell you one thing, Chris. He goes, when you're married, and you can be two things. You can be happy or you can be right, but you're never going to be both. And it was some good advice.
I have never met your father-in-law, but he is my new hero for the day. That is definitely top 10 of best piece of advice ever received on the show. That's awesome. You give your father-in-law some love for me. I like that. As a married man, I like that a lot. All right, question two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can kind of learn from your mistakes and maybe not make the same problem ourselves?
Honestly, it was trying to grow too quick. We had a couple spurts of in the first couple years where we would get very busy and I would have to bring on new staff. And instead of taking the time to train them the way I wanted to, we would give them, maybe a week of training or so, and then basically put them back out there by themselves or with somebody, but still putting people in that in a normal situation, I probably would have not hired. And instead I wanted to grow quicker. But what ended up happening was we actually lost more business because of it, because we'd get them once, but we were never getting the repeat business because I just didn't have the quality of workers that that I needed to be successful with, because they're the company. I mean, once I make the sale, it's all up to the employee at that point.
Man, thank you for saying that, because I get so sick of my own voice saying, don't fall for that warm body syndrome. That's a kiss of death. And it's so hard when you need somebody today and there's a human being across from you that you just have a gut feeling ain't right, but they're saying they'll show up. So easy to say don't hire that person, and so hard to tell them no. So thank you for jumping in on that, my friend. All right, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation could put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that'll improve either their lives or their business?
Lives or their business. Okay, honestly, this is something I started doing probably about 6 months ago. About halfway through the day, I actually go and the phones go off and take about 20 minutes and do a little bit of meditation. It sounds silly, but it clears your head. It gives you a bunch of energy to get through the rest of the day and deal with the problems that are going to come back in when the team start arriving from the day, end of the day. That 10, 15 minutes of relaxation and just clearing everything makes a world of difference, makes you more productive, and you know, puts you in a better mood when the staff starts coming in. And it's just it really has worked wonders for me.
Man, I got to tell you, I've not taken the time to meditate, but I deal with a lot of high-level people that are operating at a very high level of efficiency. And that's a theme that I've heard. So I can it's kind of always been one of those, got to try that, got to do that, and I've been too lazy to do it. But thanks for the encouragement, and I can vouch secondhand and thirdhand that there's some A players absolutely benefiting from meditation. So thanks for bringing that up, Christopher. All right, that said, thank you for joining us. I appreciate your passion, your transparency, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Christopher's show notes page and discover everything you were going to need to grow your cleaning company, you can do that at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.